On this sunny day at the beginning of December, civilian cars, followed by military jeeps carrying soldiers and an armored personnel carrier, drive on the dusty road into Jawhar. Somali and African Union soldiers are moving about with their rifles on the ready as curious onlookers gather to see the incoming convoy. These are the young residents of Jawhar who have come to welcome the soldiers. In the bushes nearby, soldiers are patrolling and one of them gives the thumbs-up signal to the others. The Al-Shabaab fighters are nowhere to be found. They fled the town with little resistance when the Somali and African Union soldiers approached it. In fact, it is the Somali Minister of Defense, Abi Hakim Haji Mohamed Fiki Abi, who is touring the town on this day.
Al-Shabaab has been defeated and they are on the run now. And this victory will continue, and this momentum will continue until we liberated the rest of the Somalis, even the villages.
Brigadier Michael Ondoga, commander of the Uganda contingent of the African Union mission in Somalia, is participating in these efforts to liberate the rest of Somalia from the Al-Shabaab.
Jowa is important in that it is one of the key areas where Al-Shabaab has control of the minds of the people. This is a big area. We have farmers here. They do a lot of agriculture and then also pastoral farming.
The Al-Shabaab has not only been controlling the minds of the people in Jawhar, but also using them to finance its activities, says Brigadier Ondoga.
They raise money and Al-Shabaab has been getting zakat from them. How does Al-Shabaab get zakat? Of course, it is by terrorizing them. And this is the money he uses to run his operations. So removing Jawhar from Al-Shabaab is one way of killing his effort.
Jawhar is a vital agricultural area whose produce feeds the rest of the country. Brigadier Ondoga says its capture is not the end of the story.
Capturing a town like this is just winning a battle. But the bigger war is the war of the minds and hearts of the people. Because once you have the people with you, then the war is over.
Somalis, who now have a new president and cabinet in place, are working to rebuild their nation after two decades of conflict without functioning state institutions. Deanne Penn, United Nations.